Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in the entire specification, algebra. Whether you're sitting your foundation or higher paper, algebra is everywhere. It's worth a significant chunk of marks, and the great news is, once you understand the core ideas, you can unlock so many different question types. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Algebra is essentially the language of mathematics. Instead of working with specific numbers, we use letters, usually X, Y, or N, to represent unknown values or general rules. This might sound abstract, but think about it this way. If I told you that three bags of sweets all contain the same number of sweets, and together they contain 24 sweets, you'd probably work out that each bag has 8 sweets. That's algebra. You've just solved 3x equals 24, so x equals 8. Simple as that. Now let's build up through the key concepts you need to master. The first big area is simplifying and manipulating expressions. An expression is a collection of terms, things like 3x, 2y squared, or minus 5. When you simplify, you collect like terms. Like terms are terms with the same letter and the same power. So 3x and 5x are like terms. They both have x to the power 1, and they add to give 8x. But 3x and 3x squared are not like terms because the powers are different. Examiners will test this distinction, so be careful. Expanding brackets is the next key skill. When you see something like 3 open bracket x plus 4 close bracket, you multiply the 3 by everything inside. 3 times x gives 3x, and 3 times 4 gives 12. So the answer is 3x plus 12. For double brackets like x plus 2 times x plus 3, you use FOIL. First, outer, inner, last. First, x times x gives x squared. Outer x times 3 gives 3x. Inner 2 times x gives 2x. Last 2 times 3 gives 6. Add them all up. X squared plus 5x plus 6. Candidates who forget the last term, the 6, lose a mark. Don't be that candidate. Factorizing is the reverse of expanding. You're taking an expression and writing it as a product of factors. For simple expressions like 6x plus 9, you find the highest common factor, which is 3, and write it as 3 times open, bracket 2x plus 3, close bracket. Always check your answer by expanding back out. For quadratics, expressions of the form x squared plus bx plus c, factorizing is a crucial skill. Take x squared plus 5x plus 6. You need two numbers that multiply to 6 and add to 5. Those numbers are 2 and 3, so the factorized form is open bracket, x plus 2, close bracket times open bracket, x plus 3, close bracket. Examiners award 1 mark for the correct structure and 1 mark for the correct values. Now let's talk about solving equations. An equation has an equal sign, and your job is to find the value of the unknown. The golden rule is, whatever you do to one side, you must do to the other. Think of the equation as a set of scales. Keep it balanced at all times. For linear equations like 2x plus 5 equals 13, subtract 5 from both sides to get 2x equals 8, then divide both sides by 2 to get x equals 4. Always show every step method marks are available, even if you make an arithmetic slip. For equations with brackets, expand first, then solve. For equations with x on both sides, collect the x terms on one side first. For example, 5x minus 3 equals 2x plus 9. Subtract 2x from both sides. 3x minus 3 equals 9. Add 3 to both sides. 3x equals 12. Divide by 3x equals 4. Forming and solving equations is a favorite exam question style. You might be told that a rectangle has a perimeter of 40 centimeters with sides of length 3x plus 1 and x plus 5. You'd form the equation 2 times open, bracket 3x plus 1 plus x plus 5, close bracket, equals 40, simplify, and solve. These questions are worth 3 to 5 marks and reward candidates who set up the equation clearly before solving. Simultaneous equations involve two equations with two unknowns. The elimination method is usually the most reliable. If you have 2x plus y equals 7 and x minus y equals 2, you can add the equations to eliminate y3x equals 9, so x equals 3. Substitute back to find y equals 1. Always check your answer by substituting both values into both original equations. Sequences, And the nth term are another major algebra topic. An arithmetic sequence has a constant difference between terms. The nth term formula is nth term equals a plus open bracket n minus 1 close bracket times d, where a is the first term and d is the common difference. For the sequence 3, 7, 11, 15, the first term is 3 and the common difference is 4, so the nth term is 3 plus 4n minus 4, which simplifies to 4n minus 1. Check, when n equals 1, you get 3. When n equals 2, you get 7. Correct. Inequalities represent a range of values. Solving inequalities is just like solving equations, with one crucial exception. If you multiply or divide by a negative number, you must flip the inequality sign. So if minus 2x is greater than 6, dividing by negative 2 gives x is less than negative 3. This is one of the most common errors in GCSE algebra. On a number line, an open circle means the value is not included, and a closed circle means the value is included. Now let me give you the exam tips and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always show you're working. In algebra questions, method marks are awarded for correct algebraic steps even if your final answer is wrong. A candidate who writes a correct equation and makes a small arithmetic error can still earn 2 out of 3 marks. A candidate who writes only the wrong final answer earns 0. Tip number two, check your answer. After solving an equation, substitute your answer back into the original equation to verify it works. This takes 10 seconds and can save you from losing marks. Tip number three, read the command word carefully. Solve means find the value of x. Factorize means write as a product of brackets. Expand and simplify means remove the brackets and collect like terms. Show that means you must demonstrate the result algebraically. You cannot just state it. Tip number four, be careful with negatives. Expanding minus 2 times open bracket x minus 3 close bracket gives minus 2x plus 6, not minus 6. The negative times negative gives positive. This is the single most common error in algebra. Tip number 5. For quadratic equations, if factorizing doesn't work neatly, try the quadratic formula. X equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. This is given on the formula sheet in most exam boards, but you must know when and how to use it. Now for our quick-fire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, then give you a moment to think before I give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does FOIL stand for when expanding double brackets? First, outer, inner, last. Question 2. What is the nth term of the sequence 5, 8, 11, 14? The common difference is 3, and the first term is 5. So the nth term is 3n plus 2. Question 3. When solving an inequality, what must you do if you divide by a negative number? You must flip the inequality sign. Question 4. What are the solutions to x squared plus 5x plus 6 equals 0? Factorize to get x plus 2 times x plus 3 equals 0, so x equals negative 2 or x equals negative 3. Question 5. What is the highest common factor of 12x squared and 8x? The HCF is 4x. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. The key things to remember, collect like terms carefully, only combine terms with the same letter and the same power. When expanding double brackets, use FOIL, and don't forget the last term. Factorizing is the reverse of expanding. Always check by expanding back. Solve equations by keeping both sides balanced. For simultaneous equations, use elimination. The nth term of an arithmetic sequence is a plus n minus 1 times d, and when solving inequalities, flip the sign if you multiply or divide by a negative. And the golden rule, always show you're working. Method marks are your safety net. That's it for today's episode. Algebra rewards practice. The more equations you solve, the more automatic these skills become. Work through past paper questions, check your answers against the mark scheme, and pay attention to the examiner's comments. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.